USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Taliban overreached with a car bomb attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier, leading President Donald Trump to call off the Afghanistan peace talks initially planned for Camp David. Pompeo said the Trump administration had recalled the American envoy who had been negotiating with Taliban leaders for months in Qatar, and it will be up to the insurgent group whether any talks will resume. Critics denounce Trump's plan to hold the Camp David meetings just days before the 18th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, and they said Trump was giving legitimacy to extremists who were responsible for the deaths of more than 2,400 U.S. service members in America's longest war. Pompeo said Trump wanted to look the Taliban leaders directly in the eye while they worked to finalize an agreement that would allow the U.S. to start withdrawing troops. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Coast Guard said rescuers are looking for four crew members who are unaccounted for after a vessel overturned near a Georgia port. The Coast Guard said there were 23 crew members and one pilot on board. All but four crew members have been safely evacuated from the ship, a 656-foot vehicle carrier. The Coast Guard said it was notified by a 911 call at about 2 a.m. of the capsized vessel in the Sound. The case is still under investigation. Republican leaders in Nevada, South Carolina, and Kansas all voted to scrap their presidential nominating contest in 2020, making more hurdles for the long-shot candidates like Bill Weld and Joe Walsh in the Republican Party challenging President Donald Trump. Canceling primaries, caucuses, and other voting is not unusual for the party of the White House incumbent seeking a second term. Doing so also allows Trump to try to consolidate his support as Democrats work on their large field of candidates. Catch up on all your news anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A malfunction happened after India tried to land on the moon's south pole. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
India's attempt to become the first nation to put a spacecraft on the south pole of the moon is on hold. The country's lunar lander Vikram went dark and stopped relaying signals just before it was scheduled to touch down on the lunar surface. If Vikram's landing went as planned, India would be just the fourth country after the U.S., Russia, and China to put a spacecraft on the moon's surface. If the lander arrives safely, it will release the mission's rover. NASA has plans to send astronauts to the lunar south pole by 2024. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The state of Maine has moved ahead with plans to become the first state in the nation to allow voters to rank candidates in presidential elections. Governor Janet Mills, a Democrat, said she'll allow the bill to become law in January without her signature. The legislation requires ranked choice voting in presidential elections and primaries. The bill won't go into effect until 90 days after the legislature is set to adjourn in April. But future presidential primaries would use the ranked choice voting, according to the governor's office. Under the system, voters rank three or more candidates on a ballot in order of preference. If no candidate gets more than 50%, the last place candidate is then eliminated. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.